Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, Aussians. Welcome to Pretty Basic.
Was that better?
No, the... Fellow Aussians.
Fellow Aussians, my dearest mumsy and popsicle.
My dear father. Guys, okay. Multiple things. If you are not watching the YouTube version, listen to the audio and then maybe watch it again because I am fully painted green.
I'm living my fantasy out today. I'm actually so excited to be here. Today, we have so many things to celebrate. First off, before we even address the costumes, Alicia and I are so excited to announce that today, as we're recording, is Pretty Basic's 5th birthday. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because, like, imagine when we started 5 years ago, if we realized this is where we would be in 5 years.
If you had told me in 2018 that 5 years from now, I'd be dressed up as Galinda and cosplaying and a Webby award-winning podcast, I would not have believed you.
It's just so funny because what I'm seeing right now is just like look at me. Like,
yes,
we had no idea this is where our future was going to be. I love it.
As we sat at that big meeting, yeah, at our agent with the table,
yes,
giant table, who would have thought we'd be here and you'd be green and I'd be in a yellow wig?
I know. So happy Halloween to anyone who celebrates it.
Yes, happy Halloween.
This is coming out on Halloween.
Yes, and also, I mean, so obviously it's our 5th birthday today, which is so exciting. Happy birthday to us.
I was 25 when we started. Isn't that insane?
I was 23. I really thought I had it all figured out. And girl, did I not?
I was 25.
Baby.
I'm old.
No.
I feel
no,
old.
No. We're young and we are sprightly and we are so excited because finally we get to do a Halloween episode of Pretty Basic because we've tried doing it for 5 years, but we just like haven't planned it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have to film it beforehand and then we're like, oh shoot, by the time that it's Halloween, we're like, oh, we forgot. So this year we made it a priority to celebrate our 5th birthday in costume. And obviously we are dressed as the cast of Wicked. And also we didn't even plan this. Today is Wicked's 20th anniversary. The most incredible musical to ever be made.
We had no idea. We were planning on doing these costumes forever ago. And then it's just insane because today it feels like we're aligned.
I agree. I was telling my friend this morning because I was saying that we're dressing up as Glinda and Elphaba. And she was like, oh my God, are there any other costumes that you guys like have been dying to do? Because I feel like for the past few years, we've killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go through them today. And I'm very excited to do that. But mm-hmm. I mean, we were obviously Lizzie and oh my God, why am I forgetting her
Isabella.
Name? Isabella and Paolo. And then we were obviously Romy and Michelle last year. I mean, finally we're doing Glinda and Elphaba, which we've been talking about for years.
I think we killed it. I think we killed it.
I think Spirit Halloween killed it.
I will say I am getting some green on this very white couch, so I'm just going to be careful with my hands.
Should we lay a plastic trash bag down for you perhaps?
No, I just won't get crazy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But that's no fun.
Okay.
We need to be getting crazy. And then next year, I have one more costume that I really want us to do, which is London Tipton and Maddie Fitzpatrick.
Oh.
And then I think I'm good for the rest of my life.
No.
You can have this wig.
Oh my God, we can cut it. That's perfect.
It's going to be so good. Let us know if there are any other costumes that we should do. But today we are here and we'd like to dedicate this episode also.
Yes, we have to take a moment and dedicate this specific episode. Mm-hmm. And yes, we had this conversation and only one person is really going to care about this. One will in a few years.
Yes,
once
yes.
they're, you know, born.
But, watch her not watch this episode.
Oh my God, no, I'm going to scream. So we are huge fans. Huge fans of Mrs. Sierra Schultze.
Yes.
And she just announced that she's pregnant with her second child.
I cannot believe it. I'm so beyond excited.
And here's the thing. I don't know if anyone else has dedicated anything amazing to her unborn child, mm-hmm. right? But
this has to be up there.
This episode is dedicated to not only you, Mrs. Sierra Schultze.
And Grace,
obviously. But you're also unborn child.
Is that weird of us to do? It's like a little weird. No one's laughing in the audience.
Well, they don't get it.
Yeah, no, we just love you so much. And truly, as a fellow sister with PCOS, I am so excited. What?
Sorry, I did not know where we were going.
Well, no, truly, like I know it's silly because I'm sitting here in this costume, but like truly, I'm so excited for her as someone who looks up to her for a lot of like PCOS things and information and just like having a fellow sister, if you will. I'm so excited for them. They're going to be the best. I mean, they're already the best parents, but
also, I mean, she's a theater kid.
Well, that's yeah. We should have actually led with that.
Say that she's like very talented in theater and sings amazingly, which anyways, so it's just like, if you know, you know, and maybe no one else knows but us, but you know what? We know, and that's all that matters. And Sierra knows, and that's all that matters.
It was just a us in a 20 whatever little moment for
and
us to
the
have.
Girlies that get it.
Yes. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Paloma. We love you. So yes, we're here today to sing for you.
So everyone's been asking. It's been so requested for us to do a sing-along episode. Yes. So cue the karaoke lyrics on the screen. No, we're very much kidding.
We're gonna try not sing too much for you guys.
We know it's annoying. But here's the thing. We had a recent realization about our friendship quite literally last night.
What? Oh, that we've never driven in the car together and blasted Wicked?
Yeah.
We discovered that we both loved Wicked from the very beginning of our friendship.
But I don't think we knew.
We knew. Like a fellow Aussian.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I kind of thought you were a little bit of a fake fan.
What?
Because like I knew you liked it, but I didn't know you loved it.
Are you?
No, I'm being honest.
Kidding?
This is our second fight in our life.
You kidding me? I was in the fourth grade at whatever show place my mom took me to, whatever theater, and I watched it and I fell in love. And then I would make Shane be Elphaba as I would be Glinda, and we would sing along to the songs.
See, but we've had so many karaoke nights. Why have we never sang Wicked together?
It's a little bit out of my vocal range, that's why.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyone who actually sings good at karaoke shouldn't be there. You know,
I agree with that. I do.
I stand by that statement.
Yeah, just like stop showing off. Like, get a record deal.
But if you are there and you're singing, I'm like, yeah!
But I understand why you might think I was a fake fan, but I'm not a fake fan.
No, you're not, which Mm-mm. is why we bonded, because we were singing in every song, boom, every word, boom. We seriously boom. Bonded on a whole different level.
Oh, yes. Okay, so it must have come out in 2003 then, because it's a 20th anniversary
today. Oh my God,
today.
Duh.
So I think I saw it in 2004. I was a little bit late to the game, but I've seen it, obviously. We've never seen it together,
no,
though.
No, so I think that's it, too. Like, we never listened to the soundtrack together. Mm. We never watched it together. I know you went with Ollie when you went to New York recently.
Yes, I saw it in New York with Ollie. I've seen it, like, 5 times in my life now. And when I went with Ollie, we sat front row. Because it was his birthday and I wanted to sit front row. And like at the very beginning when the monkeys come out from under the stage, we were scared. We were scared shitless. But the Glinda that I saw is Mackenzie Kurtz, who's the current Glinda for the year. And then I believe like what is it called when they're not the understudy? Like the usual, you will?
The main, like the, yeah.
The main girly. Currently is Alyssa Fox, but I got the understudy. Her name was Mary Kate Morrissey, I think is her name.
You're so good with names.
I loved them. And Mackenzie Kurtz follows me on Instagram now. Hi, Mackenzie.
What would you do if she unfollowed you?
No, I check kind of often. No, I could see it happening. And that's okay. Wait. I got it for a quick few months and that's all right.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, if I know someone follows me who's really cool, I don't ever want to check again in case they unfollowed me. Like, I don't want to know. I want to pretend that they still follow me. You know
I understand
I mean?
That. I'm okay with it, though, if she unfollows me.
Like, no, but I get it.
I love her. It was amazing. Everybody go see Wicked on Broadway. It's fantastic.
The best Broadway show you will ever see. The soundtrack, amazing.
Mwah. It's so good.
Mwah. So we're going to try really hard not to sing. I know we're really good. And I know if you were sitting in our spot, when you have a mic that just sounds so ASMR good, when you have headphones, you feel like you sound better. And yeah. We're aware we don't sound better.
Yeah. I mean, also don't worry if you're not a theater kid and you're listening to this. We're not going to talk about Wicked the whole time.
No. Actually, I want to get into some like of our favorite, most embarrassing drunk Halloween stories.
Fabulous.
We've never truly done a proper Halloween episode, I feel like.
I know. I mean, I took some screenshots of my Halloween looks through the years and you did as well.
I did.
And we can go through them together. I did like a TikTok that kind of blew up of me reacting to my old Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were more exciting than I thought because I had some good little banter on there.
You know what it is? Because we filmed so many freaking Halloween costume ideas for OG, like on YouTube.
Yes.
I feel like there's times I'm like, oh, this is a stupid costume. But then I'm like, no, Alicia, you've filmed 400 in your whole life.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you know who fucking ate?
Chloe Couture. When I see anyone with a thumbnail like you, Chloe, I'm like, mm-hmm.
Chloe. No, I mean, I feel the same way. A huge part of my channel at one point was doing like 25, 50, 100 Halloween costumes. It was in my DIY era.
Oh, the worst.
And
I just got chills. I think I low-key had like trauma.
It's so weird though this year because I feel like Halloween costumes aren't like in LA. It's a whole other like lifestyle. Halloween is a whole other breed than anywhere else I've ever been because it's like parties every weekend and like costumes. People do custom. We've done one custom costume and that was like already crazy, but people do like custom costumes. Our makeup artists like will be booked out like all month long for all the looks. And it's crazy.
You would think these IG baddies are in the damn movie.
Act like you didn't pay a lot of money for an Incredibles custom.
Oh, no, you know what's the most embarrassing thing ever? Hmm. That thing cost me, I don't even want to say, so much money.
I know
so
it ripped.
Much, it ripped.
I remember.
My ass was too big.
I remember that.
You know how, granted, yes, Mrs. Incredible, so like it slayed and it went with the vibe.
She
but
said,
like,
Elastigirl.
I wore that for a photo.
I remember.
Took it off because I was sweating because it was latex.
Yeah.
And just putting it on, my crotch ripped. My literally hole in.
Like in the crotch?
Yes, like my ass. Like literally my ass was too big for this. And it was custom.
Did you put on baby powder before sliding it on though?
No.
That's why it ripped.
Okay, but again, who's like, no one knows that.
I learned that from some YouTuber who was talking about how they wear a lot of latex dresses and you have to like slather your body in baby powder. Otherwise it will not go up.
This year, I think this is the most I'm doing for Halloween.
Everybody seems like they are toning it down this year.
Is it a collective thing just here in LA or are other cities going crazy?
I think in college towns, it's like a little bit bigger because it's obviously the one night a year where every girl gets to dress like a slut and no one can tell you anything about it.
Yeah, I'm not really, maybe it's because I was scarred from literally ripping my own costume and just, it was too much. And it was just stupid. I'm like, what's the point of dressing up for just a photo? I mean, that's my vibe this year.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to do with your ass ripping that costume.
Okay.
Actually, it's not a question. It's more of a statement. Every Halloween, I think about two things. What am I going to wear? And is Hailey Bieber okay?
Why?
Do you remember that Instagram story she posted in 2016?
No.
Oh, please hold.
What was I doing 2016 Halloween, probably editing my Halloween. Actually, no, I would have got that video up.
It was 2019. Before. So sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So someone asked her on her story, this just blew up and everyone was just like, okay. Yeah. 2019. He said Halloween, yes or no. And simply yes or no. Her reply had two large paragraphs. I'm a Christian. Do you have any idea what that means historically? It means I redefine everything in culture. Pagan feast of winter solstice. Oh, that's now Jesus's birthday. Pagan feast of spring planting. Oh, now that's Easter weekend. pagan Celtic festival involving dressing up and warding off evil spirits. Oh, now it's All Saints, and we celebrate the victorious church that is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Candy, please. I'm not afraid of the world. I'm not afraid of any devil or demon or incantation. They are terrified of me. Halloween is now my holiday, and I am claiming all candy for the glory of God and the celebration of the saints. What now? I'll dress up however I like. My favorite characters, pop culture stuff, whatever. It's my party and you're invited. I'm alive today and a saint tomorrow. Give me candy. Which is like fine. No. Everyone is welcome to have their own opinion, but it was a yes or no question, girl.
No, I didn't even follow that.
I didn't either.
Okay, I grew up in a very like religious, like I wasn't allowed to go trick-or-treating.
Really?
No. Because my mom was scared like the candy would be poisoned, which low-key Marina Valley.
Okay, but not for a religious reason, just because of like safety purposes.
Safety and religious. I feel like we wouldn't really celebrate Halloween at all, but the church would always have the fall festival.
I love me a good fall festival.
I know, right? And they would, I don't, so niche, but if you get it, you get it. Yeah,
I literally attended a church festival on Saturday night. I'm not even kidding.
You didn't invite me?
It was a last minute thing. I happened to see it on my way home. It was cute though. It was giving euphoria.
Wait. I'm sure they would hate that if they knew. They're like, but like, it's giving euphoria.
It was just like, because like similarly to that, it like the church in my hometown also would throw like it was called the San Antonio Festival. And it was like a carnival. But while I was there, like it was all the high school kids.
Oh my God.
So I felt like it was giving euphoria.
Oh my God. I could go on and on and on and on. But it's just, it's interesting because I used to be one of the kids who was like, I can't even say Halloween. Like Halloween is Satan's holiday. Oh. Like you don't participate because like that's, you know. And here's the thing. You want to believe whatever you want to believe, you can believe whatever you want to believe.
Absolutely.
My parents very much were like, you can, like dressing up's fine. Like just where we had a lot of family friends who were like, no, even if you dress up, that's sinning. Like that's like partaking in this, you know.
And I respect the devil's holiday. What everybody wants. Truly.
Exactly.
Whatever anyone wants to do.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, we got to stop the podcast, and I have a question for you guys. How are you really? You guys know I'm pretty basic. We are really big for mental health and self-care, and honestly, therapy has changed my life. It's changed my life for good, for the better. I can't picture my life without it. I feel like it's been an amazing tool that I think I used to be embarrassed at the thought that I might need therapy or need to talk to someone. And now I just can't imagine my life without it because seriously, it is amazing. I've learned so much about myself and I feel like I'm always talking about it because it truly has changed my life. And I just know it can change other people's lives too. So if you've been debating doing it, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. There's no better time than now. Even if you feel nervous, don't be. It's okay. That's normal. Also, if you're scared to go in person, there are so many other options. One of those including BetterHelp. You guys know Pretty Basic is sponsored by BetterHelp, and they are an amazing tool because they match you with the absolute perfect therapist for you. When you sign up, you basically answer a few questions about yourself and just your experience, your life, your trauma, anything that can help you get paired with a therapist. Because if you are struggling with depression or if you struggle with an ED, you want someone who specializes in that and someone who can actually give you good advice, or someone who specializes with having divorced parents or whatever the case is. Finding the right therapist is like dating. It takes some time. And I have friends who use BetterHelp and are still seeing the same therapist that they used from the get-go. And then I also have a few other friends who it actually took them a few times. And what I love is BetterHelp understands that. So if you ever want to change your therapist, you can do it completely free of charge because they understand that it takes some time to find the right therapist for you. And the best part is it is entirely online. So whether you struggle with social anxiety or leaving the house or not, it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Something I'm learning right now in therapy is kind of like why I am the way I am. I feel like when I get nervous or scared, I can put up walls and distance myself from people. I've learned I have an avoidant attachment style. And what I'm learning right now is kind of where that all started. And it's crazy how much impacts you in life from your childhood. I know I say it all the time, but seriously, therapy has changed my life. So if you're looking to start it, definitely give BetterHelp a try. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/basic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/basic. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all,
jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Nobody that I've ever met in my life loves eBay more than my dad.
Really?
He is on eBay 24/7. Wait. Truly, for any gift, Father's Day, birthday, anything. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, eBay gift card.
Mr. Cruz, I did not know this.
He loves scouring through eBay to find deals, to find, you know, shoes. He loves like nice shoes, nice golf clothes, anything that he could possibly want because he loves a deal. And the authenticity guarantee is absolutely perfect for him so that he knows that he's getting what he's paying for.
Well, now I know to get your dad gift cards for eBay.
He loves.
I had no idea. Love it.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I remember one year. Normally my mom, you know, would always help us like DIY stuff or like find stuff around the house to wear. But of course I was like, no, I want like a new costume. We begged and begged and begged and begged my mom to get Halloween costumes, right? So she takes us to Toys R Us. Okay. She says, okay, you can pick out any costume, but it had to be like under $20 or something like that, right? So we're looking.
At Toys R Us, I feel like that's unheard of.
Yeah, it was definitely like the clearance area, but like, mm-hmm. Slay. So we're looking and I find, I kid you not, a Furby costume.
I was a Furby bitch through and through.
I wanted to be. I never had one.
I never had a Furby.
My friends did. And I think low-key, my friend's moms told my mom, like, don't let them get it. It won't shut up. Like, I think it was one of those. Because remember, the OG Furbies didn't have an on and off thing. Like, it was just the battery. So you had to take out the batteries.
I swear on my life, I had a lot of Furbies. I was a Furby kid.
Why does that not shock me?
I had like seven Furbies. Oh my God. I was obsessed with them. But I swear on my life, I took the batteries out of one. I've like said this since I was a kid. Took the batteries out. I put it in my closet, close the door, and I hear,
ooh. You know what?
I would die on that hill. And after that, I was no longer a Furby bitch. I was so scared.
And you know what?
It was solar powered.
The families I grew up with would say it's because you celebrated Halloween.
Apparently so.
Oh my God. I was so excited. I have a photo of it. I literally am like, I think my front teeth are out. Like, I'm literally like smiling.
Aww, and you wore the Furby costume?
And I wore the Furby costume. I would wear, I was so excited to wear it for Halloween. Ashley and I would purposely, she got a green M&M.
Cute,
right?
Classy.
We were so excited about it. We would just try it on and wear it before Halloween.
Wait, that's so cute.
So excited. Okay. Finally, the fall festival rolls around. Let's go, bitch. All day at school, you know how you're like just itching to get done with school so you could go to the fall festival?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we get dressed up. We're so excited. Our parents take us and we get out. Maybe this is my trauma, Remy.
Let's unpack it here.
Ashley and I start sobbing. There's no other fucking kid is dressed up.
No.
No one. Literally no one.
Was there not a costume contest?
Well, I think a lot of the parents didn't want their kids to be.
Because it was a church.
So
literally
Ashley and I are like, we don't want to wear. And
my heart. No,
my parents are like, hon, like what? You were so excited to wear these. And we were sitting there like, we're not getting out. I remember this distinctly.
Oh, you didn't get out of the car.
We wouldn't get out of the car. Aww. We were like, we don't want to wear it. And my parents, they were like, well, we don't get it. Like, what's going on? And I love my mom. Kind of makes sense that she didn't get this because I swear we were talking about it a few months ago. And I was like, no, mom, we were like, no one else was wearing it. That's why we didn't want to wear it. And she was like, oh, why didn't you say something? I was like, I don't know. I didn't know how to vocalize it. I was was just like, I am so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. I'm this big Furby. People are just like in their PJs and stuff. Like they are like, it was so dumb. So dumb.
That's so sad.
I know. So slight trauma there. I think eventually.
That's actually really sad.
No, like I was like, I'm not getting out of this car. Aww. I am not getting out of this car. And Ashley was the same. We were sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. I did end up, the outfit, you'll see it. It was one of those like styrofoam things you just put over your outfit.
Yes.
So I just
people took, loved those.
Yeah, I just had took that off and then we went and then I got a lot of candy.
Oh, you still get great. To go. Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
I loved a Halloween costume growing up. My mom really loved to dress me head to toe from the get-go. Head to toe, truly. I've got baby photos if you'd like. Me, a little Joker, a little lion.
A little Joker.
I would love to show those. Actually, I have those as well. Should we go through our costumes through the years, actually?
Should we start at the earliest?
Here I am as a child.
Remy.
As perhaps maybe a one-year-old in a Joker costume.
Okay, looking I'm sorry. Fabulous. We're putting these on the Instagram.
Oh, yes. I would love that.
We have to do like a photo dump of us as kids.
I think that might have been my first Halloween. Oh, there I am at 1 year old, a little jester. What?
I can't wait to show you my Furby one.
I can't wait to see Furby. Okay. Here I am the next year, a little lion.
Remy, you are so cute.
I do love a little Asian baby. Look. No. Look at that chunky cheek.
You're so cute.
We kind of have the same face. Like you can kind of tell it is me.
No, for sure. Are you kidding?
Okay. And my last child one. Shane obviously got the hand-me-down.
Obviously.
And I am a little princess.
Wait, you're giving the same energy right
I
now.
I really, really am. I'm sure if my mom could have found a child's blonde wig, she would have done it.
Oh, I think so.
But look at, she put makeup on me and curled my hair.
Wait,
that's
stop.
A little Suzanne.
Stop.
So those are my childhood photos.
That's the prime example of like playing dress up with your kid. Like you have a kid so you can like play dress up with
them.
Wait,
I wonder if I have one more actually. I have one iconic photo as a kid because I would look forward to Halloween so much because my mom would put me in makeup.
Oh my God.
Oh, here it is. Here I am, a Snow White.
Wait, Remy.
Look at my makeup.
Wait, oh my God, you're kind of slaying your face.
No, Suze gave me a smoky eye. Wait. That baby skin.
Oh my God, the baby
so
skin.
So soft and supple.
Wait.
I'm telling you, I loved a full set costume.
Wait, you were so cute. You're going to die when you see mine.
I loved it. Okay, let me see your baby pictures.
No. You're actually going to scream. This was one of my favorite costumes because we did it every year because that's the only costume we had. We were little dinosaurs.
Wait, you're so cute. Alicia.
Look how happy I look.
Wait, you guys have like a very big height difference.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's 3 years.
I guess, yeah. That's you like know? I always thought like you guys were
look
both the same.
Look at me.
So cute.
I look so happy.
Oh, you guys look the same, just shrunken down. It's really crazy.
And then the back had a tail. I don't know if you can see it behind our legs.
Oh my God. Oh, I can see the big tail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were little dinosaurs. We love. So that was like our costume for years. We just would do the same costume.
That's so sweet.
We're like, oh my God.
Oh my. Wait, you're so cute.
No, like, look at me. Look at, I have both my front teeth are out and one on the bottom. Do you see that?
Yeah. I mean, what grade were you? Probably like first grade?
Probably.
That's so
me with my
cute.
Bangs.
I love the Furby.
No, I was obsessed with Furbies. I just never had one.
I understand. I'll buy you a Furby now.
Honestly.
Feel some
now,
some
imagine
trauma.
Wearing this and showing up to a party that no one's dressed up at.
Okay, but like. At least you have, I don't think it's as bad because you had like an outfit underneath. Like imagine you go home and like change fully. That would have been really
sad.
Oh
my God.
But that's so cute.
Isn't that so funny?
I love it. It's reminding me of the one that was in my closet. Okay, now we're going to go through some of our most iconic stories from Halloween and share the correlating costume. If you want to see us react to our old costumes and watch those TikToks that we did, but we're going to go through a few fun little stories. Where should I begin?
I'm curious what you're going to say because I think I know what you're going to say. I'm just not sure if it's the same one.
I guess I'll start with this one, which if you're listening to audio, it is myself and two of my sorority sisters who decided to be the three blind mice for Halloween 1 year because we simply waited until the day of and we're like, oh, shoot, what are we going to be? Because we had frat parties to go to.
Obviously
college things. And so we're like, okay, well, we need to obviously have a costume, but what are we going to throw together? And we're like, oh, let's be the three blind mice. All we need to do is wear sunglasses. And we went and got some canes at CVS. CVS sells canes. And we just like glued. Oh, it looks like maybe we bought these ears actually. Maybe we went to like a Halloween store, maybe Target or something. We got little mouse ears and we wore this, but we also had to make it like still slutty because it was college. So I wore like a bralette, and this was the time that circle skirts were very big.
No, this whole photo vibe got it. The filter and everything is giving 2015.
It was absolutely, I think this was 2014
Tumblr.
Maybe 2015 actually though. You might be right. And my hair was, this was the black cherry that I was telling you that I used to have, this black red color. And the circle skirt, the open, you know, button up. And, you know, it was good. I feel like it was an easy costume, but I will say we did get into a little trouble after because our sorority's philanthropy, every sorority has a philanthropy, which is like a charity that we donate to and we, you know, do like service hours with. And so I was in a sorority called Delta Gamma, and Delta Gamma's philanthropy is called Service for Sight. And we help the blind and visually impaired. And so the honor board did not love three blind mice.
Wait, at what point did it click for you?
No, like when Stephanie got really upset with me and was like, Remy, this is so
inappropriate. Did you guys already post?
No, I think we were like dressing up. It was Steph, like my best friend Steph.
Oh!
She was just like, Remy, this is so insensitive. And I was like, oh my God, we didn't think. It's like a children's
dance. Yeah.
So obviously we seem to have just kept going with it. And yeah, that was my costume in 2014, 2015.
Oh my God. That's actually really
funny. I mean, it's a fun group costume, if you will.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I literally swear this was on Tumblr.
This photo. I blew up on Tumblr.
You probably did.
I bet I got it from Tumblr or Pinterest. I mean, how many costumes did you get from Pinterest?
Oh, all of them.
Yes. Yeah,
also, I procrastinate every single Halloween, which is why we've never had a proper Halloween episode, I feel like.
Yes, agreed.
Most people do this. It's like last minute, what do I have around the house?
Yes.
What can I use? Who wants to actually pay like $100 or $200 for a freaking costume? Mm-hmm, like no one. Did we do this for this episode? Yes. So I really hope you guys are appreciating it.
I hope you're watching the YouTube video.
I hope you like the green.
I saw this girl on TikTok talking about how she was like, I finally know how much influencers pay for their Halloween costumes. And she was talking about how she walked into the store that is iconic in LA called Trashy Lingerie. I believe it's like in West Hollywood on La Cienega, like a big street. And she was saying that there are costumes that she's seen like Madison Beer wear, like all the hot girls wearing.
Oh my God.
But she said, like when she found a costume that she liked, it was like a 3-piece set and each piece individually was like $300 to $500 to like $1,000. So all the hot girls are spending, dropping bags on their Halloween costumes.
Also, the quality is shit.
Is it?
I feel like the quality is like the same as Spirit.
I mean, currently here right now, I am probably breaking out in a rash under this.
I know, it's slightly itchy.
It's a little itchy.
Itchy in places I didn't know could itch.
I would hope if they're charging $1,000, it should be good.
Or your ass doesn't rip it.
That as well. That as well.
I will say, yesterday I complimented Ashley because she was wearing this really cute green like jumpsuit. She was like, thanks. I got it for a Halloween costume like a year or two ago. And I was like, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You buy shit that you will wear again that you can utilize. Like I always like doing characters, I will say, for Halloween, as does Hailey Bieber, obviously.
Obviously, Hailey Bieber loves Halloween.
Obviously.
Get her candy.
Characters and stuff. Get that candy, girl. Side note, what's your favorite like candy? Like if you were trick-or-treating, what's the goal? Like what would you be so excited to see?
I was just going to ask you, what do you think Hailey Bieber's favorite candy is? But we'll get into that after, obviously.
Why? Twix just came to my head. I have no idea why.
For me?
No, for Hailey Bieber.
Oh no, she's not a Twix girl.
No,
I am a Twix girl.
Oh.
Twix is my favorite. And you have to eat all of the chocolate around and then you have to bite the caramel off and then you have to put the cookie in your mouth and suck on it until it disintegrates.
Isn't that a Kit Kat?
No, Kit Kat, you have to bite it around and then eat it top and then bottom and then eat the wafer by wafer as well.
Oh, so sorry.
Why would you get those mixed up?
I'm so dumb.
Obviously, Kit Kats don't have caramel.
I know, but I was like, oh, okay. I'm a Kit Kat or a Snickers fan.
Ew, Snickers?
Okay, where's that coming from?
Snickers are so... Payday? Okay. No wonder you like a payday.
It's not my fault I like peanuts.
Yeah, she likes peanuts. I've just never been a Snickers girl, but can we talk about the serotonin boost that you would have? Wait, so did you never go trick-or-treating ever?
I went once in my life.
Stop.
So yeah, tell me about the serotonin boost you got. Tell me about the serotonin. Wait. I had to go to the fall festival and do carnival rides to like get candy.
But you would get candy there.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but the serotonin boost you would get when you get home and you got your pillowcase mm-hmm. or your bucket and you dump it all out onto your floor and then you separate it all and then you trade each other. Mm-hmm. Right?
I do have one memory of that.
Just one?
Just one.
I'm going to set up my house to pretend like there's different doors and you're going to trick or treat.
Oh my God, please. You would have king size.
I'm going to do king size candies. Yes.
I just can't wait to have kids and they can experience all the holidays with you.
Absolutely. Mm. Trick or treating was like so much fun. Oh my God. I have this one story where in my hometown, it was big to trick or treat because I grew up like in a very like family town where everybody like we all went to the same school and things, so we'd all like trick or treat together. So not only would people like trick or treating was huge, but also people would set up haunted mansions on their driveways. And I remember like it was really popular to do actually. And there was this one guy that lived in my old neighborhood, so we would go there, and he would do the lighting for Not Scary Farm, I think it was, or something really big. Yeah, so he would set up like a whole thing like a maze on their driveway, and there would be music and lights and people would jump out. And I remember that day, I must've been like, I was getting to the point where I was too old to trick or treat, but I was like, I thought it was cool still. Like I was in middle school and I was like, this is so funny of me, which obviously it wasn't. And it's so annoying when like adult or not adults, but like when like 15 year olds come to your door and they're like trick or treat. And you're like, nah, it's not for you. But anyways, I was doing that and I'd gotten a tetanus shot that day. And you know, when you get a tetanus shot, you kind of like, your arm kind of goes numb. Like it's really sore. It hurts. One of the kids had pushed me and I like ran into the haunted house thing and like knocked like a chunk of it over because like I had like very little, like it was sore, like I had very little feeling, and like not the whole thing, but like a little part of it knocked over and I felt so bad. I helped them set it back up and he was really nice about it. But that was like, that's something that sticks with me to this day that I'm so traumatized by. And I like, I don't go by that house anymore, but I could tell you exactly what house it was and how sorry I am to the man. It was so nice.
I never did anything like that.
Haunted mansions or running into them?
Both. Or corn maze or like any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into them really. Like the real ones. Like these were like people set them up. Like sorry, it wasn't a big
thing. I can't take you seriously this whole episode. Like sometimes you'll say things and I just see you sitting in this big, you're like, yeah, me either.
Me either, obviously. No, like
you, I'm not that festive.
Hey guys, Alicia here. Just wanted to stop the podcast because I wanted to talk about something. I am so upset that it's taken me this long in my life to figure out and actually start taking care of. And that is my hair and my hair care routine. When it comes to skincare, let me tell you, I have my whole system. You know, I've been doing that ever since middle school, high school, right? My hair, on the other hand, I feel like for years, I just thought I was indestructible. And now that I'm getting older, I'm definitely realizing I was a little brutal on it in not the best way. And one thing I've incorporated into my life now is Vegamore. And you guys, I don't know if you've noticed, but my hair has grown so much. I've honestly been growing it out ever since I had a short bob a few years ago. And I noticed the biggest difference when I started using Vegamore products. And the main reason why is because Vegamore understands that it's not just about having healthy hair. It's also about having a healthy scalp. And that's where it all starts. Their products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. I really enjoy their shampoo and conditioner. I have to say my all-time favorite, though, is the Grow Serum. Hence me being so excited that my hair has finally started to grow. Ever since I was little, my hair always just stops right below my shoulders. I think this is truly the longest my hair has ever been in my life. And I know for a fact their Grow Serum is part of that reason. And when you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. Also, I just learned this, but fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. I feel like not enough people are talking about it. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Pretty Basic listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/prettybasic and use code prettybasic at checkout. That's vegamore.com/prettybasic. Code prettybasic to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/prettybasic, code prettybasic.
One year I did Halloween Horror Nights.
I do love Horror Night.
Like, you see that?
Horror Night.
That's so much worse. Horror Nights is so bad.
Well, did I ever tell you about the time that I had a mad anxiety attack at Horror Night? So one time we went and, like, you know how when you would get gifted tickets, that was like your I made it moment?
No.
Oh my God.
I truly would rather not go.
Oh my God. Well, I remember always seeing really cool influencers or celebrities, and they still do it. Like, they'll tag Horror Nights and they got, you know, VIP free treatment and all that kind of stuff. Oh. But they went for free, but they posted it. And I'd always be so, I was like, I just want it to say I got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One year I get offered like four tickets to Horror Nights, completely free, front of the line.
Oh, like, so are the rides open still?
The rides are open, but basically with all the mazes, there's two lines. It's kind of like a fast pass one, but if you buy the more expensive pass, you can skip the whole line.
That's sweet.
And go down the shorter one.
That's sweet.
Which is actually really nice. I feel like that it sucks because I feel like that's the only way to do it. Otherwise, it's so crowded. You'll be in line for one maze for like 2 hours. And that's the whole night, because Horror Nights only starts from like 6 p.m. or most, like, even not Scary Farm. It's not all day. Obviously, it's like sundown to midnight or so. Yeah. You could spend the whole time being in line for two mazes. And the whole point is to go for the mazes, not the normal rides. But I'm a little scaredy cat.
I see.
So I get tickets. I'm like, oh my God. I'm so excited. So I take me, my friend, Ashley, and I didn't know who else to bring. So I brought my old trainer. You didn't know him. This was really our first time hanging out with that trainer, like outside of the gym. I mean, it's kind of felt like seeing your teacher outside of school and you're like, I've like never seen you here. Whatever. Yeah. We go. I'm already nervous. And I had been to Horror Nights before. The first time that I ever went, I was in college and I went, it was like a double date thing with Ashley and her boyfriend and me and my boyfriend. Yeah. And I loved it because I was like, oh, protect me.
You get a man. Yeah.
And I would go through the maze. I hated the mazes, but I'd go through the mazes and I'd put my hood over. I would like bury myself in with the person in front of me. Like, it was either Ashley or her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then I'd have my boyfriend behind me. So that way I was like perfectly sandwiched. I'd plug my ears and then I would sing worship songs in my head.
Like, what's the point of even going? This sounds miserable.
No, it was miserable, but it was fun. But I hated it.
Okay.
But it was like fun.
Okay.
I was like, Lord, I live tonight. The fall festival came back. You know what I mean? Like, God, distant memory
is an awesome.
Yes. So that was my mentality. I was like, oh my God, I made it out of the maze. It's fine. Like, but I had fun. It was scary, but it was fun. So I had already been. Then I get these free tickets. I was like, oh my God, I've made it. This is my I've made it moment. So we go. I don't know what happened. I glitch. I start having an anxiety attack. No, you can laugh. It was funny. Like, I give you permission to laugh
at me. That's hard. That's scary.
I know. But it.
And like you waited. You were so excited. That's
and
sad.
But the thing is, I had been before.
But like, you can't control when anxiety is going to hit you.
I know, but I got so scared. I was so terrified. I was scared. We do the tram. You know the tram?
No, I've actually never.
Are you kidding me?
What I meant to say earlier is I haven't gone to Horror Nights. I've gone to Fright Fest, which is at Six Flags. I know. I got to get there.
Okay, well, if you've been, there's like the studio tour part where it takes you to a tram and then you get out and you walk the rest of it. It takes you through the movie sets. It's really cool. It's really sick. There's like a whole bunch of different like famous movies and stuff that you recognize. So then for the Halloween thing, long story short, I go down and then the way that they do it, they're like, oh no, this person took over the tram. Like, it's breaking down. You have to walk the rest of the way. And then it meets you with all of these people. And it was during the time.
Scary people?
Yeah. And like, you have to go through them. There was like all these like, or like pig things. And then there was it was around the time of when it was a thing. So all the, like, there's a lot of clowns.
The clowns.
I made Ashley ask the train guy if I can take the tram all the way back up by myself.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Good.
And then I sat on the curb.
Oh my God. She didn't go with you.
No. And I had to wait for them to finish. And I had done it before.
Why didn't she go with you?
Because we waited so long. Anyway, sorry. I think another reason why I absolutely do not want to partake in any Halloween stuff this year is because last year I had such a horrible experience with that one bouncer at the bar.
I don't think we ever talked about that, right?
I don't think we did because I was so pissed about it. Basically, we got invited from a good friend to a Halloween party. And it was a private event. And I was really excited because I was like, wow, last year I was so excited. We actually had plans.
Yeah, no, like, we don't really get invited to cool parties.
And this one was like a really cool party. Yeah. It's like so hard believing looking at us right now.
I know. It's crazy. Like, we really don't, like, the parties we go to are not like the influencer
parties.
There's
like a lot of events, but this was like a
bar.
It was a bar, but it was a good friend situation. And it was basically like a really cool party.
Like a buyout of a bar.
Yeah. So we were so excited.
And we had done custom costumes last year.
We got our custom costumes.
We did our Romy and Michelle. We were super excited.
So excited. We actually got there not too late, but not right on time, right?
I think it started at like 9 and we got there at like 10:30. So yeah. Like, we were in like not super late, but by that time it was filled to the brim.
It was filled to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting outside, which already is like slightly annoying only because it was like a sign up for the event. Like, our name's on the list. Like, we're friends with the person. We're like, no. Like,
but the only thing is, like, they were at max capacity. So it's one of those like fire marshal things where they had to, if you wanted to go in, they had to let that a certain amount of people out.
Yes, they were,
to go in. But, so we understood.
But all these people kept cutting us and they're like, sorry, it's full.
Oh,
and then they would
yeah.
literally, I kid you not, a group of 20 people would come and just cut the line.
Yes, but it would be like the people, the bouncers and the list people would be like, sorry, you can't get in. It's full. Like, it's max capacity.
Yeah, they're like,
you can't
fire marshal.
Yeah, they were like, and we're like, totally understand. We're like, no worries. And then people would come up and if they knew them and were friends with the bouncer or were friends with the list people, they'd be like, no worries, go right yeah. on in. So we're just
right
sitting there like.
Right in front of us. And here's the thing. We are, again, I feel like we're the most understanding people. We're like, oh, fire marshal, we get it. Like, you're like, you literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
But when there's a posse of 20 people coming and skipping the line, and then we're like, yo, like, if we wanted this experience, we would have just gone to any bar. Like, but this is like our friend's party. Like, we can text them like we're actually friends with them. And they're like, sorry, fire marshal. And we're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, 4 more groups come of like 10 people. We're like, okay, so you just let 60 more people in when you said you can't even let 3 of us in. At one point, half of our friend group got in, right?
I think there were like 6 or 7 of us, yeah. And mm-hmm. then well, I got in and we were waiting for so long. We waited for like an hour and a half. Finally, I had to pee so badly.
Yeah.
So I ran inside and I remember I tried to wait. It like, I think me, Ollie, and someone else got let in first. And I was waiting for Cal because he was like right next in line.
Yeah.
And they were like, go, go, like shooing me inside. And they're like, you can't stand here. You can't stand here. I was like, okay, sorry. So I ran in and then I figured you guys would all come like very soon after. So I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I like tried my best to find the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was tight. People were packed like
it was
like sardines.
Miserable. Also, we pregamed a little bit at my house, but by the time we got there, we were already sober. So after waiting an hour, we were sober.
And
like
tired.
And tired. And it was miserable.
And had to pee. And I was like trying to make my way through people, but like it was so tight. And this one girl was like right here. So I grabbed her shoulder, but I tapped her and I pulled her this way to be like, I'm sorry, can I get through? And I look and it was Emma Chamberlain. She was like, Remy. And I was like, I think she was dressed like a baby or something. And I was like,
that's so funny.
Hi, I have to pee. And I like, and I said, I love your matcha, bitch. It's so good. And then I went to the bathroom.
That's literally like a fever dream. I'm dead. Well, while that was
yes,
happening.
And all the while. Yeah. Yeah. All the while. Because she was like, where's Alicia? And I was like, I think she's coming in. And then when I turned around.
While that was happening, we had other friends with us. So I was like, no, like you guys go. I'll make sure they get in because I'm not going to leave them outside. Like I'd rather, I feel like we do that a lot with our friends. I'm mm-hmm. like, hey, you take half, I'll take the other half.
Mm-hmm. So motherly.
This bouncer finally is like, okay, you guys can come, I guess. Like acts like he's doing us a favor. I hand him my ID. He looks at the list and goes, you're not on the list. I about lost my fucking shit. And I don't get mad. I was pissed because this guy was giving the worst attitude to us all night for no goddamn reason.
Also, everybody that came with us was our guests and they got in no problem.
Yes. So I was like, dude, what do you have against me? Like, what the fuck, dude? So then I'm like, oh, like, and this happens a lot with events because obviously my middle name's Marie, but that's not my last name. So a lot of times on lists, people will put it down Alicia Marie, even though like my ID says McDonald's. So I was like, oh, like, can you check, like, did you check under Alicia Marie by chance? Doesn't even look down at the list and goes, yeah, that you're not on the list. And I'm like, this is a literal movie moment. I was like, LA sucks. Also, again, if I wanted this, I would go to any other bar. This makes no sense. But then my friend, I was talking to him this morning, he mentioned, he was like, oh yeah, the bouncer, there's a dick. And I was like, thank you. I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Well, these LA bouncers are on some weird power
holier
trip.
Holier than that.
Weird
they literally
power
think
trip.
They are God.
The one that we were just talking about at dinner yes. the other night. Didn't he do something Wait. At our birthday too?
Oh my God.
At Taryn's birthday?
Yes. Yes. Then they let more people in. I will say at one point a girl working came up who was definitely nicer and she was like, hey, sorry. Like there's also an owner's list and whoever is on the owner's list, like, just gets to go in.
Because, I see. Okay.
So they're like, we're sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, I get it, but don't tell us it's fire marshal if you're letting 80 people in. Like, literally, this makes no sense. Yeah. It makes no sense. I wouldn't have come. I'm in a group costume with the person you let in. Like, I'm literally letting you, like, I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what I did to you. I don't know what you want from me. But also, I'm sober and I'm pissed. And now I'm just like, fuck it. Fuck you. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
what?
We just have to pee.
I'm like, I'm going to go home. Yeah. I'm going to go home. Then he's like, go ahead. As if he's doing me a favor. And I literally was like, and then, oh my God, he made a comment to me.
I remember. That's what,
like,
I was thinking.
He was like, don't punch something or something.
No,
like,
he said, don't steal anything.
Oh my God. He goes, don't steal anything. As I'm walking by under his breath. And I literally, I'm not kidding. I go, the fuck? I was like, and I've never done anything. I was so, I was just like, you, oh my God. Sorry, I'm getting all heated up again.
No, yeah.
This guy was such a dick. I remember I walked in. I was like, I just want to leave.
I found you in line crying, and that's what. But no one would tell me what happened. I was like, what is going on?
I hate this about myself. When I'm sad, I cry. When I'm mad, I cry. When I laugh, I cry. When I'm happy, I just cry. I have like, I just cry. So I was so frustrated. I was feeling it, and I was like, Alicia, if you let one little tear down, like, you're, it's not going to stop, and everyone's going to be like, what's wrong? Which makes it worse. And I'm just like, stop. Like, just, I just can't. So I'm sitting there and I'm pissed, and like, you were like, are you okay? All it takes, I'm such a baby. Ask me if I'm okay, and then I start sobbing.
Well,
I was just like,
that's normal. That's okay.
No, I am a little bit. It's okay.
Also, like, you were just wearing that blue dress and like sneakers. Like,
no.
Like, I feel like we were really nice. Like, it's one thing if we were being really bratty or in line or being just like rude, if they, you know what I mean? Like, complaining. Like, we literally were so nice. We were like, no worries. Understood. And even like the worst we did was probably like, hey, is there a reason why these people are getting in? Like, if you guys said that, like, that's all we did.
No, exactly. So anyway, so I'm sitting there and I was just like, this is so stupid. I hate LA parties. And then the next night's when I wore my Incredibles costume, which then it ripped. And then I was like, I'm going to stay home and watch a movie. So that was last year.
Hopefully this year's better.
No, this year's going to be great.
And we're not
going to
do anything. Yeah, we're not doing anything. So I love it.
No, I love it. Maybe it's the way I grew up going to the fall festival.
Don't bring it back to the fall festival.
I'm bringing it back to the fall festival. No. I think Halloween is my least favorite holiday. And anytime I say that to people, they're like, what? And I'm like, I know. I feel like I never have the best time.
Okay. I understand that, but
more than a normal night out. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's fun to get dressed up, but
I get it.
I feel like it's just a little overrated.
I think what it is it's like the situation where everybody has really high expectations because it's the one night a year where you're like
dressed up,
no one can judge you, and you can go out and you can get drunk and crazy and have fun. And then it's those nights in general when you go out, like Halloween is the mecca of that. But in general, the nights where you have like, this is going to be the best night ever. And then it's always a dud. Uh-huh. And it's the nights where you're like, I don't want to go out. Like, oh, this is not going to be fun. Boom. Best night of your life.
Well, and that's the one thing also about big cities that's so stupid is like, especially LA, it's so spread out. Like, you can easily go and wait 2 hours to get into somewhere. We should throw our own Halloween party.
I mean, we wanted to this year and we didn't do it, but that's
okay. Next year.
Maybe next year.
Because then we're guaranteed to have fun.
True. We'll do our own bar buyout and then we can automatically get in. We're on the owner's list, sir.
So we are the owners.
For the night.
For the night.
For the next 4 hours.
that gave, there's the door, bitch, energy. I will say, I really envy the frat party Halloween. Like, I feel like that would have been so fun. Like, the college experience of Halloween and sorority and dorms and like that. I feel like what I feel like I've missed out
on. I'm sure if like you go to a school where you have like Greek row or something, I bet that's really, really fun. My college experience for Halloween was different because we didn't have houses. So you would just have to like drive around and like find where the party was. Like, it was like a house party. It is the IE. I'm trying to think about my freshman experience. I don't really remember much from college, to be honest. And I didn't party. So all I remember is one Halloween, we all got ready, spent all day long getting ready and got so excited. And like, we pre-gamed, we had like all these big plans. We get to the party finally after like hours and hours of prepping and getting ready and partying and all these things planning. We get there 20 minutes in, Steph's like, I'm going home. Turns around and left. I was like, okay.
Were you by yourself?
No, I was with a bunch of people.
Oh, good, good,
but
good,
like,
good.
To me, that is just Steph. She was like, I'm good. I'm going to go.
You're like, I'm
but truly,
out.
The best part of going out is the pregame, is the getting ready, is the planning.
Oh, us dancing with Cal Iconic.
See?
Like, that was the peak of my night.
Truly.
The peak.
I agree. I do love a Halloween, I will say. But also, like, I mean, one Halloween, 2020 Halloween, I got Momo. Remember when you came over and we got Momo and we played with Momo?
Is that all we did?
Yeah, that's all we did. But, like, what a beautiful, wholesome Halloween.
Is that the year we were cheerleaders?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was fun. That was our first pretty basic Halloween costume.
It was. There's so many that I feel like I forgot about as well. Cheerleaders, we did.
You and Cal did the Matrix, and then Ollie and I were Timmy and Trixie.
Yes. What are your top three favorite Halloween costumes of all time from like birth to now?
Oh my God. I mean, the dinosaur is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two, I think the Trixie one with Ollie.
You're doing 3, 2, 1 or 1, 2, 3?
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Number two.
Coming in at number two, Trixie.
That was good.
That was such a kind of last minute costume, but that's the reason I ended up cutting my bangs. I was like, I'm going to get bangs.
Oh.
Because that was the first time I had seen myself with bangs since I had them as a kid. And I liked the dark hair. Here we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just felt, I remember feeling really cute, and it was so easy because I had everything already. I just had to buy the ribbon and the wig.
Oh,
that was it.
Okay.
It was so easy.
Easy. I love a costume that you own everything.
I love couple costumes, even though I don't really have a couple all the time, but Ollie is always my Kelly Melody. And then honestly, coming in at number one, no, not ripping the Incredibles one. I love the Romy one too, but
that one sorry. Good. That's okay.
I think for sure coming in at number one is when I was Eddie.
That was so good.
I have never had more people compliment me, and it made me realize, I was like, you know what? I am not an IG baddie.
Did you wear makeup?
No, I literally wore
bare face.
No makeup.
And did you do your hair? Or was it a wig?
I did. It was my own hair. Someone did it, but they did like the tight curls.
Oh, that's so good.
And I realized, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just go with funny. Maybe I'm a funny girl.
I loved that one. That one was perfect.
That was my, and then I had the Guitar Hero. That was like my favorite.
That
I was
really
so
good.
Comfortable.
Did
everyone
you wear it
knew.
Out?
Oh yeah. I went to,
oh, you wore it out.
We did, there was a party on top of EPNLP that we
oh,
went
that's
to.
Fun.
And then I forget where we went after that.
That's so funny. You wore it out. I thought it was just on Instagram.
Oh my God, no.
I love that. Yeah, you can just be comfortable. You don't even have to like wash your face when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
You're already not wearing makeup.
Oh no.
Just go straight to bed.
Great. Great.
I think my top three, when I was a kid, I had this 150s sock hop costume that I just had such a distant memory. There was this catalog that my mom would get every year with all the Halloween costumes in it. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like kids wearing, and they were like pages and pages of like little girls, little boys wearing Halloween costumes. They had baby costumes, like adult costumes.
Like a catalog.
Like a true catalog. And you could like pick out what you wanted to be for the year. Please tell me if anybody remembers that. Oh my God. And I got my 50s sock hop costume, and it was like a little black and white striped top, off the shoulder top.
Like
kind of like
Grease.
Pink ladies.
Yeah.
And it was a midi pink felt skirt with a poodle that had like a leash going up.
Oh
like
my God.
This.
I know exactly what you're
and
talking
the little,
about.
The handkerchief in the hair. And I loved it so much. I think it wore like 3 years in a row. I was like obsessed with that costume. That was number three for me. Number two would have to be, Romy and Michelle. Just because mm-hmm. it was fun. I loved the Cal aspect of it. Like Cal really
so
sent
good.
It over the top as Sandy.
I forget his name.
Cheeks? No, whoever.
No,
I'm just kidding. The guy from the movie. And then I think my favorite all time has to be right now, because this is a lifelong dream of mine.
Oh my God, I love
the
that.
Wig. I got a wig like actually glued to my head right now.
Wow, it looks a little heavy.
It is. This with the hair extensions, I've got an extra 5 pounds on me.
Oh my God, no. You know what another, one of my favorite Halloween memories is?
Huh.
I don't know what year, this was a few years ago. I distinctly remember being in bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you called me or you texted me, but you said, look on your security cameras. Let me tell you, that is not anything people like that you want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was a little scared.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I check it and I see a Princess Jasmine Remy. Dropping it low on my driveway. I kid you not. Like we had no plans of being together, going out, nothing. I am literally tucked in bed, ready to go to bed. And I just see her. She's there. I think you had a drink in your hand. And then you literally just like dropping it low. And I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
I went to Rosanna Pansino's Halloween party. This was like years ago, maybe like 2019 or so. I went to her party, and then I'm pretty sure I went out after, and I lived in downtown at the time, and you're far from downtown, but I went out, and then I remember I was drunk. And so the only two addresses I have favorited on my Uber is your house or my house. And so I think my eyes must have been closed. And I called, and somehow in this like 40 minute Uber, I did not realize that it was taking me to your house. And so I didn't realize till I get there. And the guy's like, okay, get out. And I open my eyes. I'm like, I'm at Alicia's house. So I get out and I'm like knocking on the door. I'm like, let me in.
It's literally like 1:30 a.m.
She would not let me in. And so I think I was like, let me in. You're like, no, go home. I was like, okay.
There's no way.
No, I swear you wouldn't let me in. You wouldn't let me in. I think you were just like, I'm going to bed or something. Something happened. I was not let into the house.
You know what it was? I think I didn't see your text until after. So that's why you were like, look at your security cameras. Oh,
okay. Well,
because I would have for sure let you in.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. How come you didn't let me in? But okay, then that's what it was. And then I had to get an Uber and go home. But
you probably were like, are you home? Oh my God. Well, now
we also like weren't, we were close, but like not that close. Yeah. Now I would have just walked in.
Yeah. You have
truly.
A key.
Yeah. I would have walked in. But at the time I was like, hey girl.
That was one of my favorite moments ever.
Yeah. That was a good night. Halloween. It's the expectations thing. I think we need to go in with no expectations and then it'll be a fun night. But
you know what's funny? I have told quite literally probably 25 people. I'm like, yeah, I have no Halloween plans. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm gonna stay home. Watch me be raging all weekend.
I love that.
Like, just wait for the stories.
I love a Halloween weekend. I also just remembered one year we went to this party that was, we were like, there was someone was like, come to this party. It's going to be fucking sick. It's a rager.
Those are the worst.
Fucking sick. Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay. We show up to this house. Wait. It was like an Airbnb or something.
Oh, was I there?
Yeah, we were there. And we went and like, it was empty. Do you remember? It was like, it was
yes.
empty.
Wait.
And there was a taco man and that was it.
Yes.
And they were like, rager.
No. Why were we there? Whose house was that?
Someone was like renting it and they were like, it's going to be a rager. It's going to be so cool. And then there, yeah. I know who it is.
Oh my God.
And
no, then, I just remembered.
And then there was like, it was dead quiet.
I remember being like, are there going to be hot guys there? And they're like, so many hot daddies. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. And then we go and I was like,
it was empty.
But those tacos were bomb.
No, I love a taco truck.
We
it's
need to figure
good.
Out who catered that. Because let me tell you, that was honestly, that was better than
the highlight of the night.
A guy.
The
yeah.
highlight of the
those
night.
Those tacos, we were literally in the kitchen the whole
just
time.
Just shoveling them back.
I forget where we went after that. I think we went on the rocks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's funny.
Good times.
Good times. Anyway.
We didn't even sing at all this episode. I think we deserve a medal for that. Honestly? People are rejoicing. Hopefully they stay till the end.
My guess is they clicked out thinking we were going to sing the whole time and then we didn't.
We didn't. Should we sing now then because they're already gone?
Thank goodness. Go watch our TikToks.
All right, guys. Love you. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Pretty Basic. Thank you for sticking with us for 5 years. If you've been here since October 24th, 2018, that is crazy.
And it doesn't matter when it was, but please comment below when you started listening or watching the pod because I would love to see how many of you guys have been here since the very beginning.
Also, Alicia is a fiance stealing whore, man stealing whore with a whore from.
Honestly. <I'm sorry. laughs> Mom, she's not talking about you.
No. It was a wicked thing. I'm so sorry, everybody. But you can come at me now.
He never liked you anyway.
Yeah, he didn't. Remember when she like forces him
actually,
to
propose?
Actually,
no, he loved you. Wait.
No, he did not.
I'm thinking Bach. Sorry.
No.
Blonde.
Okay. Thanks for watching, guys. Love you. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.